Catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world.
This is Catching a Wave with your host, Jammin' James Riley. The sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll.
And if this isn't your idea of fun, then you're a rat thing.
Hello!
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 Hello, everybody!
Hello, everybody!
Hello, baby!
Hello, everybody. I'm Jammin' James Riley.
Here I come to save the day.
You're listening to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long. Coming up, a tsunami in the forecast, two in a row from Southern Culture on the Skids, three songs from artists with the first name Paul, Paul Johnson, Paul Carrick, and Paul Revere and the Raiders. Beth Riley has a deep track from the Beach Boys, and her Surf's Up, Beth's Beach Boys break. And as always, we'll drop a coin in the Jam and James jukebox to hear our selection of the week. And some Christmas tunes hit the playlist later on in the show. If that isn't enough, we have tunes from Jan and Dean, Beware of Blast, The Fantastic Baggies, Los Surfer Compadres, Bob Spalding, The Ventures, Stereophonic Space Sound Unlimited, Sail On, The Me Gustas, and still there's more. Let's kick it off with a track from his latest High Tide Recordings release, World Traveler. Of course, we're talking about Surfer Joe. And stay stoked.
We'll be right back.
Coming to us from Germany, that's Beware of Blast and their single Special Forces. They said musically it's inspired by the surf music of the 60s, as well as the action movies of the 70s. Our Jam and James Jukebox selection of the week is coming up later. It's from a studio group from Hollywood, California. Now, this is their one hit here in the States, but they had more popularity in the UK. Their name comes from a fossilized early human remains fraud. More info and, of course, the song later. Up next, it's Los Surfer Compadres and Escape from Toxic Laguna from their Quarantine EP.
Thank you. More music.
We need to warn people.
A heat wave and going out over the radio waves here on Catching a Wave. We just heard the title cut from a new project coming in February 2022 from Stereophonic Space Sound Unlimited on High Tide Recordings. It's the tune The Flawless Ms. Drake. The Me Gusta's in the mix there as well with the tune Monterey. It's from their single Armada from 2020. Up next, three Pauls are better than one. We hear from Paul Revere and the Raiders, Paul Carrick, and this one from Paul Johnson. It's from the compilation project called Surfonic Water Revival. This is Wave Perfect on Catching a Wave.
We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is Paul Carrack from Ace, Squeeze, and Mike and the Mechanics, and you're listening to Jammin' James Riley on Catching a Wave.
Sunny, yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and released the pain. Now the dark days are gone, the light days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere, sunny one so true. I love you, sunny. Thank you for the sunshine bouquet, sunny.
My need to aspire. You're my one and only desire.
Finishing up three in a row with artists having the first name Paul. It's Paul Revere and the Raiders covering the surf classic instrumental Moondog from their 1962 album Like Long Hair. Before that, the golden voice of Paul Carrick from his 2001 release called Groovin' and the tune Sunny. It's always sunny here on Catching a Wave. Our Jammin' James Jukebox selection of the week is still on the way. It's from a studio group from Hollywood, California that featured two saxophonists. This is their one hit here in the United States, reaching number 75 on the chart, but they had more popularity in the UK charts. Their name comes from a fossilized early human remains frog. The answer and the tune coming up later, but right now, it's time to hit the waves with Beth Riley.
Surf's up.
It's time for Surf's Up.
Beth's Beach Boys break.
Surf's Up. I'm Beth Riley, and this is my Beach Boys break, where you'll hear a deep track or a lesser-known song by the Beach Boys to get you surfing right along. This one can be found on their eighth studio album, The Beach Boys Today, from 1965. It is about a man who is engrossed and obsessed in his own jealousy and insecurity. It was written by Brian Wilson, who is also on lead vocals for this track. Let's catch the party wave with She Knows Me Too Well. This has been Surf's Up, Best Beach Boys Break on Catching a Wave.
Talking about when you hit the wall, you go over the falls, and you're gonna get
Jammin' James Riley, and you're tuned to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long, even if it's just in your mind. We just heard the Fantastic Baggies and Wax Up Your Board from the 1964 album Tell 'Em I'm Surfin'. Up next, a fantastic Beach Boys tribute band named Sail On. They have two volumes of releases called Acoustic Party, and here they are covering their namesake, Sail On Sailor.
Torrance, and you're listening to Catching a Wave with Jammin' James Riley.
I found her in a barn in Tennessee. Paid $5 from a bucket tea. It took 3 years of sweat and blood. A bunch of honey, all for that Tennessee bud. My bucket tea,
bucket tea,
bucket tea,
bucket tea.
My bucket tea,
bucket tea,
bucket tea,
bucket tea.
Tea,
bucket tea, bucket tea, bucket tea, tea, bucket bucket tea, 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 bucket tea,
The Ventures from their 1964 release, The Ventures in Space, and He Never Came Back. Also in the mix, Jan and Dean singing about their bucket tea from the Dead Man's Curve New Girl in School release, also from 1964. Breaking news just in, brace yourself for a tsunami.
Two girls for every boy.
Tsunami is a chance for me to play two in a row from so many great artists to choose from, and this time around, we're spinning a couple from a band originating from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, Southern Culture on the Skids. We'll hear Can't Seem to Make You Mine from 2021 on Folk Records, a cover of the 1965 single by The Seeds. But let's start it off with this rockin' track from their 1994 Ditch Diggin' release. This is Rumors of Surf.
Hi. This is Rick Miller from Southern Culture on the Skids, and you are catching a wave with our buddy Jammin' James Riley.
Thank you.
the sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll. This is Catching a Wave. I'm Jammin' James Riley, helping you feel like summer all year long. Time now to find out what our Jammin' James Jukebox selection of the week is. So let's drop a coin in the jukebox. This is from a studio group from Hollywood, California that featured two saxophonists, Scott Gordon and Jackie Kelso. Also featured guitarist Bob Bain, bassist Tommy Tedesco, drummer Alan Brenneman, and Lincoln Mayorga on piano. This is their one hit here in the United States, reaching number 75 on the chart, but they had more popularity in the UK charts. Their name comes from a fossilized early human remains fraud known as the Piltdown Man. From 1960 on Capitol Records, it's the Piltdown Men and Brontosaurus Stump on the Jammin' James Jukebox. We'll be right back. From the Custom Kings Ride Again compilation from Hallmark Guitars, it's Bob Spalding and Skullhead Shifter. Sounds like a good stocking stuffer, wouldn't you agree? And speaking of, time to officially start playing some Christmas tunes. First up, our pals in the Hi-Risers. This is the tune, What Christmas Means to Me.
It only happens once a year, a holiday I hold so dear, and with this song I hope you'll see just what Christmas means to me.
One, two, three,
four! Riding the toboggan and eggnogging, what Christmas time means to me. Carolers are calling and snow falling, what Christmas time means to me. Christmas time means to me. Pretty paper
from Seasonal Favorites Volume 1 from Double Crown Records. That's the Neptunas and Mistletoe Twist. Also in that Christmas block of tunes, the Tremolo Beer Gut and Santa Dwayne. They say all praise goes to Dwayne Eddy and Santa. Can't argue that one. Hey, next time you're surfing the web, say hello to us on social media. Email us at catchingawaveradio@gmail.com. Let us know your comments and requests. Always love to hear from you. I'm Jammin' James Riley, and I've got more summery tunes for you next time on the only place where it's summer all year long. This is Catching a Wave.